Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. The question is, how do you fix the greatest sin? If we all had to think of the greatest sin we could possibly think of, we'd want to know how we could fix it. So that's the question. How can you fix the greatest sin? We have in this week's Parsha, Parsha Kisisa, the Egel. The Egel is talking about our greatest sin of history. We finished our Sinai. We got the Torah. And we fell to the lowest places. So once that happened, what was the tikkun for that? What was the fixing of it? What did we do after? The Midrash tells us an unbelievable thing. That after the Cheira Egel, we got the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel. Rashi tells us that Klal Yisrael was counted with the Machzor Shekel as a result of the Egel. So that means that the Machzor Shekel was coming to fix the action of the ego, what we did, what we were lacking. So we have to understand, what is the Machzor Shekel? How is it coming to fix the ego? That is the first question we have to start with, because the ego was the biggest chisaron in history. Barring what Adam Rishon did, which created the darkness of history, then after that became the Maisa ego, because we were Paskas Umasa. The Gemara in Shabbos says we were completely pristine, perfect, like Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. And then we did the Egel and we lost that amazing Maila. So how do we come and fix that? With the Machzor Shekel. So obviously the Machzor Shekel is of critical importance. Comes the Kapara. Comes to help us. So it's the first thing we have to understand. What happened after the Egel that this came and fixed it? And we find a lot of interesting things about the Machzor Shekel. It's brought in Rashi and the Midrash at length. That the Machzor Shekel, Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha with it. He said, I don't understand it. And Hashem took out from under the Kisei HaKavod and he said, showed him matbeah shel esh, a matbeah of fire. What was Hashem showing him? What's pshat that this thing was in fire? What's pshat in that? It was in fire. It was in what's going on? A fire of a coin? What's Hashem showing him? How does that answer his question? Another interesting point about the Machzor Shekel is that we find the Midrash says something interesting. We'll read it inside. It says that Moshe Amar Leah Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry. Parsh Shkalam Amar Moshe Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bonei Shalom. Misha Ani Meis. When I die, Ain Ani Niskar. I won't be remembered. I won't be remembered. Okay. What's he worrying about? What does that mean? He's not going to be remembered. We all remember Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Leah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just like now, you are giving them Parsha Shkalim, and your Zoykev, the Roshan, you uplift their heads. It's as if you are standing there every single year reading the Shkalim, and that's Pashtus, whether reading in Parsha Shkolim like the Tikkun Chazal, or whether reading in Parsha Kisisa, where it's in its own place. In both those places, it's as if Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there and raising our heads. So first of all, when we're reading this, our heads are getting raised. But the first point the Midrash says is a given, is that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the Shkolim, he was uplifting their heads, saying, oh, your head's like this, I'm going to uplift it. What does that mean? That Moshe Rabbeinu was uplifting their heads. Why were their heads down? What was going on? So we have again that it's a tikkun for the Maisa Egel. After the Egel, this comes to fix it. And in addition, we said now that it's uplifting their heads. And as well, we said the Midrash says that it was given to them in Matabeah Shel Esh, fire, Tachas Kisei HaKavod, under Hashem's throne, the highest and holiest place. Kaviyachal was a place. Hashem takes it out from under there, and then he shows to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Matbeah Shel Esh. So what is going on? What is this thing? What is the Machzor Shekel? And how is it fixing the Maisa Egel? Why was it an Esh? And how is it uplifting our heads? So if we have to come and define what I would say, the biggest, most practical problem in Yiddishkeit, it's what happens after we do an Aveira. What happens after we do an Aveira in life? I was speaking to a Bachur the other week, and it was the same Same story, different person over and over and over. I find it's probably the most common problem that after you do a chait, you are left in the dirt. You're left in the dust. And that's what you want to do. You want to be dust. Afar. The yisoid afar. It's complacency. It's atzlus. It's your down. So when you're left in the dirt, when you're left in the dust, you don't want to get up. You just want to stay there. This is what happens when we sin. When we sin, we get down. Because we think we should feel bad about ourselves. I'm a horrible guy. I did this avera. Some people, it's waking up late. Some people, it's when they get angry. Some people, it's if they look at the wrong things and they get down in the dust. They get down in the dirt and they just don't want to get up. The Baal HaTanya in Perek Vav comes and addresses this issue. He talks about atzvos in general, sadness, and how you have to use strength in Hashem, bitachon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of you. And especially now when Klal Yisrael is in war, we have to have bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us. It's going to be good. And even things we don't understand are good. That's one way to deal with atzvos, sadness. But what about the sadness, says the Baal HaTanya, when you do a chait? When you do a sin, you should feel bad. You should feel sad, right? Seemingly, you did something bad. You mekalkaled yourself. You ruined your soul. You dirtied it. So you should feel like dirt, right? That's what you would think. And that's how many, many people live. They feel like dirt when they sin. Says the Baal HaTanya, I'm going to address this issue. He says, ach, ha'atzvus, mimila dishmaya, the sadness which comes out of mila dishmaya, which means things of spirituality. Lost his eitzah b'nafsho lipaterimen. I'm going to give you an eitzah nafsho, an advice for your soul to be free from it. Ein tzarach loymar b'shas avodah. I'm not telling you, of course, when you're davening, when you're learning, then you sure shouldn't think of these things, about the negative results of your sin. Shetzarach lava d'shem b'simcha. You need to do it b'simcha v'tuv leva. Ela afilu mishu ba'al asokim v'derech eretz. Even if you're working, nothing to do. I mean, you're not diving or learning. So you think, okay, I'm working. I could think of the bad things. I didn't get depressed. No. Im noifel loy atzo v'daigo mimile d'shmaya b'shal soko b'yadua shutachbulas a yeitze k'day l'hapi l'achach b'taivos chas v'shalom. The yeitze hara says, oh, I know when you're learning and davening, you're going to be smarter than this. And you're going to want to learn and daven and say, this is distracting. But when you're working, when you hang out with your family, when you're going on a drive, something immediately down. So you can start letting that darkness seep in. He says the Yetzer Hara is doing one thing. The Yetzer Hara is trying to get you. He's trying to get you sad, get you depressed, make you feel dark and damp inside. And when a person feels like that, he says afterwards they will fall to the taivas. They'll say, anyway, what good am I? I already did this. I already went up to down. I fell. So I'm going to stay down. And this is the most common story. I can't even tell you how many times I've heard this from Bachrim, from friends. Myself, I know for myself that whenever I get upset, I do the wrong thing. I don't feel positive. Yeah, I want to go serve Hashem. I want to go have a good Ma'ariv. How many of my Ma'arivs or my Shachars or Mincha has been something with my children and I got upset at them? Misunderstanding with a friend and then it didn't go well and I didn't act appropriately. How great was my Shachars after? Unbelievable. Unbelievably horrible. I wasn't there. I just didn't feel good. Yeah, he explains that that's what's going to get you. He said, where does Atzus come from at this time? It's not coming from a good place. You're not from. It's Yetzahara. It's a from a Yetzahara. A person has to put on their hearts that whenever this falls, whether you're learning, davening, working, going on a drive, it's not the right time for this atzvus. Even when you did avoinus chamurus, Chas v'shalom, we don't need to speak about the avonos chamurus a person could do. Chas v'shalom, let's even go the worst. A person is nus. And then he's going and doing his azakov. He's doing his daily matters. So he should go into depression, right? He did nus. He did the worst things. You go into depression. No, you don't do that. You don't focus on the sin then. We're not going to say, don't think about Averis. You have to do tshuva. You have to think about Averis. But it's not what most people do. What do most people do? They bring themselves in that depression. And as the Baal Tanya says, that when you get with the manuvel, you get manaveled. If you're hanging out with the bad crowds, you're going to be affected by them. When you get depressed during your daily matters over your Averis, when you fall, when you feel sad, when you don't want to do an Avodas Hashem as a result of your Averis, that's the Yetzer Hara. It is not the Yetzer Tov. It is not positive. It is not light. It is only darkness. And what's the Raya? How do we know it's an Aveira to do such a thing? Because the Klal is, Chazal tell us, Mitzvah Goreres Mitzvah. A positive act causes more positive acts. If this was a positive act, while you're working, learning, whatever you're doing, to think about these Averis and feel depressed about them, it would automatically cause another positive act. As Chazal tell us, Mitzvah Goreres Mitzvah. However, we do find the opposite. That when you think about these bad things, it's Aveira Goreres Aveira. It brings you down. And that's Chazal tell us, that when you do one Aveira, it's Magaga more Aveiras. And this is one of the greatest reasons why. Because when you do an Aveira, you feel down below like garbage. And when you feel like garbage, you are garbage. You're identifying yourself with those thoughts and you don't want to do anything positive. So what do we have to do? We can't focus on it. Tez the Baal Tanya, you do have to find a time, le'itim zumanim, specific times, shah kosher, a proper time, be yishuv hadas. Liz Boynin, you think, whoa, I have a relationship with Hashem. And with this act, I hurt my relationship. I'm distancing myself. I brought more darkness in the world. I have less light. That's an appropriate thought. That is what we're supposed to be doing. The Baal Tanya is giving us the advice. When you do an Aveira, what you should do is ignore what happened. Ignore what you did. Oh, that sounds like happy curses. Ignore the Aveira. The Chassidish. It's nothing to do with Chassidish, Litvak. It's Pashut. Dvarim Hapshutim Uvurim Oid, that the only thing that you have to focus on is what you're doing now. Basher Hu Sham. Like we find by Shema, you are as you are now. Did you distance yourself from Hashem in some way? Yes. But don't make that distance create a greater distance. If you think about the Averis in the wrong times, then that's an Avera itself. Then that's Avera, Gares Avera. The original Avera which you did is causing more Averis. We have to have the proper thought, which means I take time where I can do it healthily, where I think, okay, this thought, I distance myself from Hashem with this Aveira. That's sad for me. And I need to think about how I can fix the relationship. How can I fix the relationship? How can I fix it? And then you think about that and you say, wow, it's sad. It's sad. Have empathy for yourself. Have a strong connection and feeling to Hashem. That's the only positive thing you can do. Anything but that is just going to bring you down, 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 and just going to do another veer. I've heard so many times from young people, Talmidim, Yeshiva, Mom is trying to steig. What do they say? Yeah, I miss Shachars. So I woke up at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. It was a bad day. And did they go to Seder after that? No, they felt like garbage. They felt so low down in the dumps. And when you feel low down in the dumps, you don't want to get up and do the positive things. That is the Atzah Yetzer. That's the Yetzer Hara. Now, could you imagine that not only did you miss Shacharis, not only did you get mad at your wife or your children, you did the greatest sin in history. You did the Egel Azov. We had purity. No Yetzer Hara. Like Adam Harishim before the Chet. And you messed up on that. And even if you weren't the ones who did it, you were a part of it because you witnessed. How would you feel? I know I would feel. I wouldn't want to do any mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos because of me. And Hashem says, Shishkayach. What was the first shkayach in history? Yasher shokacha, asher shibarta. Gemara Menachah says in Tzadiches. That, thank you, Moshe, for breaking them because that was the right thing at that time. So not only did you create the Yitzhar in your life, not only did you create the breaking of luchos, now you have ruined history. You ruin history. How are you going to feel after that? How are you going to feel? Says Hashem. And this is the Or HaChaim. The Chaim says, "V'yizbar kasev p'idvrayim ki echoyte gayim b'cheto k'fifus roshay." You're bent. Your head is bent. So what does Hashem tell Moshe? Lift up their heads. When you're giving the machzor shekel to them, that's uplifting their heads. Shetisa roish b'nei Yisrael, sheroishem namuch zad chisroinam b'maisei ha'egel. The Maisei ha'egel was the worst act in history by the nation. And what does Hashem do? Of course, there was tikkunim, had to be punishment. But after all that, what did they get? Hashem said, I need you to be lifted up. Moshe Rabbeinu, you, the leader, needs to lift them up. And with this, we can understand what's pshat in the Midrash. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not going to be remembered. What's going to be with me? We can explain that Klal Yisrael, throughout all of history, had so many nephilos throughout the Midbar, but they always had Moshe Rabbeinu, giving them strength, being toimech them, giving them chizuk, defending them against Hashem. When Hashem had his anger, when am I going to be zecher? When am I going to be with them? When are they going to remember this, that I'm there to give them strength? How are they going to know? How do they know that they can always come back from anything? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to give them Machzor Shekel now, and they're going to read it in the Parsha Shkalim, and we're going to read it in the Torah, and that is going to uplift their head. The Machzor Shekel represents that no matter what we do, we can come back from it. The Shemi Shmuel explains, and the the father, the grandfather, the Sfas Emes, explains the Chidush Arim, that the idea of the Machzor Shekel being put in fire is because it represents the passion of a Yid. The passion of a Yid. It says, Beis Yaakov Eish, Yaakov Avinu, the quintessential Jew, Yisrael. We are Klal Yisrael. We're all coming from Yaakov Avinu. He was Tiferes. He was Shalom. He Tosu Shleima. He was the only one who didn't have any kilkel come out of him. He had a passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a passion for Hashem. That's what he represented. Beis Yaakov Eish. So Beis Yaakov Eish, fire, passion. That's the Machzor Shekel. Tachas Kisi HaKavod. Who was Chokok in the Kisi HaKavod? That's Yaakov Avinu. Sfas Emes says he's taking Yaakov Avinu. He's taking Yaakov Avinu, and he's giving that to us through the Machzor Shekel. The Machzor Shekel represents the passion of a Yid, the passion of you, your soul coming out to fruition. This is the Machzor Shekel. This is what Hashem is telling us, that no matter how far you have fallen, no matter how bad you feel, never disconnect. Pick up your head, because you have a soul from Yaakov Avinu. You come from Klal Yisrael. This is from the Kisi HaKavod. So when we read this week's Parsha, Machzor Shekel, Ki Sisa, it uplifts our heads, uplift the nation, Zoykev Deroisham, get uplifted. And this is the foundation of life. This is the foundation of life with the Baal Tani is telling us, the Or HaChaim is telling us, do not get down because of your sins. The only way which you can ever relate to your sin is when it's in a positive way. When I can give myself the space, the head space, to say, okay, I am not perfect. I have done something damaging to myself. But I have to find the place where those thoughts are going to come to alight, to uplift me, to help me. The second that they're coming at the wrong times, which is very often, and I'm just letting them go around my head and spin me, that's the Yitzhara. Avera, Gereres, Avera. A sin causes a sin. We have to know, we have to remember, we have to instill in ourselves that Hashem loves us, no matter what. That Hashem wants our service no matter what. There's nothing you can do to disconnect yourself from Hashem. All the things you're doing are just actions. They don't define you. It is Amcha Kulam Tzadikim. Your whole entire nation is Tzadikim. But there are Rishayim. Says the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Amcha Kulam Tzadikim. From here we know, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Lo'olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Ba'olam Haba. Every single Jewish person, except for Napikiris, has a Chelek Ba'olam Haba. What does that mean? It means your actions are just that. They are actions. You're always going to be Banim Atem L'Shem Elokeichem. You're always going to be Hashem's child, which means you're connected. A child cannot disconnect himself from his father. You are a tzaddik. But you say, I did this, and I did that, and I did that, and I did that, and I did that, and I did that. And the amazing thing is, the Torah tells us, Chazal tells us, that doesn't define who you are. Who you are is a neshama tahira with a burning passion for Hashem. Do not let the Yetzirah bring you down. You are great. When you feel that urge, that negativity to wallow, to be in loneliness, don't. You're going to get manavled by the manuvel, as the Baal Tanya says. You're going to be brought down. If a thought's bringing you down, it's a low thought. Our job, as we learn from Shkolim, is to attach to the passion, to know that you always have a burning fire for Hashem. And that means next time you do an Avera, and you're going to go to davening, you're going to go to learning, you're going to go work, don't think about it, because all it's going to do is bring you down. It's going to be something nagging in the back of your head. This sounds like a big course, ignore Averas. No, don't ignore Averas, Chas V'Shalom. Don't think about it. Then create a time where you have the right headspace. Where you say, okay, that's what I did. First of all, it doesn't define me. We're the Machshe Shekel, Tachas Kisei HaKavod, Beis Yaakov Esh. We have a burning passion to Hashem, even though we did the wrong thing. Because it's only an action. Even the Egel was only an action. It was nothing more. It doesn't define the Jew. It doesn't define you. What defines you is your neshama tahira. What it defines you is Beis Yaakov Esh. You come from greatness. You are greatness. You have a burning passion to Hashem. The Shemi Shmuel says that the whole entire idea of a person's chait that they need kapara for is that they disconnected themselves from the passion which they have for Hashem. The Machshe Shekel gives us back that passion. It says you are a part of Klal Yisrael. Your actions matter. And this is so clear in the halacha itself. Normally for a mitzvah asei deraisa, you do not have to give more than a fifth to be mekayim it. However, over here we find that even Ani Shebi Yisrael has to give up the shirt off his back, as the Chinuch says. The Pasuk is mefarad it. Why is that true here? And we also find something interesting. A rich person, a wealthy person, he only gives Machshe Shekel. Why doesn't he give more? The poor person, if he can't afford it, has to give up everything. The rich person can't give more. And the answer is, Hashem says, I just want you. I just want you. You, the poor person, you need to do this action. I want you. You, the rich person, you're going to think you're going to sway me with all your money. No, I want your soul. This is a representation of your passion for me. Do what I said. Don't think more or less. Just give what I said. Hashem is saying that every yid has the same action, the same reality, the same truth, which is your neshama is full of fiery passion. You give that machshekel, you give that one coin, and you're gold.